will see Heart to Heart this afternoon in the four-star Dave. Grade one, 2-1 morning line favorite for trainer Brian Lynch. He also saddles the morning line favorite in the Arlington Million in Chicago. What a position to be in. And Brian is with us now on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Brian, welcome, my friend.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
Yeah, things are good. How about you? How are you doing?
Good, good. Rushing around a little bit to try and get out to the airport to make this flight to Chicago. I wouldn't want to miss that.
No.
We were talking about that at the beginning of the show. We were wondering where you might be, and I said, it's got to be Chicago with $1 million on the line, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's as much as I'd love to be here for Heart to Heart, because he certainly is a barn favorite. You know, it's such a prestigious race, the Arlington Million, and the Animans been such great clients to me, that that's where I'll be. That's where I'll be for the afternoon.
Well, it's always a great spot and fantastic racing, so you'll have a great time at Arlington, and even a better time if Oscar Performance gets the candy. He looks like he's in a good spot.
I tell you, Jude, just, you know, the way he's come out of the poker and the way he's trained into this race, you certainly gives you a bit of a confident feel about it. You know, it's horse racing. Anything could happen. You've got to respect Chad. He's serving three of them or four out. How many has he got in there? Three or four?
I think he's got four.
Yeah. He's loaded.
Yeah, so he's, you know, you've got a bullseye on your back there, and, you know, it's a good group of horses, and, you know, nice little group of trainers, so anybody could pull it off. But I certainly feel like our horse is doing unbelievable coming into the race, and I don't think there might be a lot of speed in that race, and I think the horse of Chatterpoles may show some speed, but Oscar could either let him go and sit off him, or if there's no speed in the race, he can sort of go to the front, is the way I see it.
Yeah, well, you have to be impressed with the versatility that Oscar Performance has shown, especially in recent starts. I mean, here's a horse, Brian, as you well know, 2-for-2 at the mile and a quarter distance. He won the Secretariat at Arlington last year, so we know he can handle that turf course. And he's done these things in different ways. He's done him on the lead. He's done him sitting just off the pace. That's a huge asset, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I certainly matured as a racehorse with racing and become very rateable. And, you know, he's the ideal horse as a trainer because he's got tactical speed. He can you know... And I'm not too worried about the outside post. I think you just sit out there, and he's got some early foot, so he should be able to get himself a good position and stay on the outside of everybody and stay out of trouble. In a perfect world, that's how it's going to come to play.
Well, we want it to be perfect.
Yeah. Well, I know I'll have a good afternoon because Bob will be there, Jude, and he's always good for a laugh on a big day to lighten up the scene.
That's right. He'll keep everybody smiling and well-stocked with cocktails, so you're in good shape.
Yes.
Brian, I know you said you're running around. You're driving to the airport, I guess Albany, right, to make the trip over to Arlington for the Arlington Million. But you have the horse in the grade one, Heart to Heart, in the four-star Dave in Saratoga today. Just put this in perspective for a minute. To have the morning line favorite in two grade ones on the same day, what's that like for a trainer?
Well, yeah, I know you certainly consider yourself very lucky to be in the situation where you've got these caliber of horses. So, for sure. You damn sure count your blessings, because they're far and few between. You go through a lot of bad ones to come across these ones. So, I'd love to win that four-star Dave, too, with him. But he's got Voodoo Song to contend with there, so there'd be a pace factor in there for him. But I can sort of see it very similar to the Shoemaker. I can see that Voodoo Song sort of making the runner, and Heart just sitting off him. And hopefully we can time our run a little better than we did in the Shoemaker.
A heart-to-heart, such a game horse. He gives you his all every time, and it's no wonder that he's a barn favorite. He's done so well for you guys. I mean, both of these horses are win machines, really. And you talk about luck, but it's not entirely luck. You work just as hard as anybody out there.
Well, I appreciate it, Jude, because you've obviously seen me for a lot of years from California, so thanks very much.
Yeah, and Heart to Heart, a very gutsy runner as well. He's very similar to Oscar Performance in that respect. I think, Brian, if he gets into a dogfight in the stretch, they're going to know that he was in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of them, he's a very popular horse as far as Twitters and a fan base, and some of the pictures people take of him, I mean, he's on the wire snarling, gritting his teeth. That's how hard he's trying.
Yeah.
You know, some of the pictures you see, you think, God damn, look at the little sucker. Is that laying it down or what?
he is amazing, and he is a Twitter favorite, as you mentioned. Even I'm not much of a picture taker, but I took one of him at Del Mar in the dark one morning where all you could see was that white heart on his head. I mean, it was so cool.
Yeah, that's definitely his signature, that's for sure. He's two things. He's got that signature move as he comes out of the turn to the quarter pole. He usually steals a few on him there, and he's got that signature heart right in the middle of his forehead. So he's a cool little dude. Definitely want to. If he was a guy, he'd definitely be, you know, my man. That's what I'd want to hang out with.
you know, he may excel at shorter distances than Oscar Performance. We might look at him and say, okay, he's a little bit better going, say, a mile and a quarter, although Oscar Performance, as we know, set that new track record, world record in the grade three poker, that 1 mile event at Belmont last time out. But talk about the difference in training these two. Is there a different approach for you, Brian, with heart to heart as opposed to Oscar Performance?
Yeah, heart to heart, you know, as we've got to know him over the years, I mean, he keeps himself fit off the smell of a racetrack. You don't have to do a lot of work with him. And whereas Oscar, you know, he came off a long layoff this year, and I was, you know, he fooled me last year when I ran him in the Transylvania, whether I had him fit or not. So, I he went through a pretty solid work schedule leading up to the poker, and he stood up to it, and each work was better than the next. So you had a feeling that he was going to show up that day. But did I think he could run that fast? Oof. I think they needed the Floral Park Fire Department to put the track out after he was finished with it that day.
Yeah, he certainly scorched him that afternoon. And do you worry after a massive performance like that that the horse may not come back quite as strong in his next start? Is there any concern there?
Yeah, you always worry about that bounce factor, but he seems like we've given him enough time between races, and he's, you know, in his training, he's given you every indication that he's ready to do something.
Yeah, that minute and change work kind of stands out on the page for him.
Yeah, Jordan, just the fashion he did it in and the way he galloped out after that work was just, you know, that's what was visually satisfying out of that work.
Brian Lynch with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Brian, we know you're super, super busy as we've laid it all out for people. The favorite in two grade ones today. You're making your way to Arlington. Listen, all the best, my friend. Let's go pull it off. Two grade ones in the same day. Let's see if we can get it done.
I'll tell you what, it'd be a good day to have a great day, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It would. Safe travels to Arlington.
Thank you, boys. Talk to you later. Bye, Jude.
Bye-bye.